Page 78. Reading.
Welcome to Ashley's Travel Blog. Hey readers, I'm spending the next few weeks in South Korea. Read on for my latest adventures and observations. Meet Lee Young-ho, also known as Flash. He's 20, he's handsome, and believe me, he's rich. He's also worshipped by millions of infatuated fans. Every teenager in South Korea wants to be just like him. And guess what? He's not a football champion or a pop star. He's a top computer gamer, and in South Korea, that means everything. I've been in Seoul for a week now, and it's not hard to see that the whole country is totally obsessed with online gaming. It seems like half the population plays StarCraft and other games in round-the-clock internet cafes. There are three TV channels here that broadcast live games 24 hours a day, and gaming champions are national heroes. We joined the crowd at a live match in a special esports stadium where attendance was especially high that night. It was quite an experience. The spectators cheered more loudly than at our football matches back home in the UK. My guidebook says that most South Koreans were hooked up to high-speed internet way before the rest of the world. So they got into games like StarCraft faster than anyone else. They formed their first professional gaming team in 2000. That was also the year when they hosted the first World Cyber Games, which are now the Olympics of online gaming. The problem is, internet gaming isn't all glamour and glory. Addiction to gaming is a real epidemic here. Addicts are people whose lives have been taken over by the games. They stop going to school or work, and they don't even talk to their friends or parents anymore. They just spend all their time playing. It's really upsetting. I was talking to some secondary school students who made me realize what might be the source of the problem. They are extremely stressed because of the incredible importance of academic achievement in this country. They have a really demanding school system and tough university entrance exams. No wonder they want to escape into an online world where they can actually win every once in a while. Now the government here is passing some weird new laws to restrict under 18s access to internet games. They've also set up rehabilitation centres for addicts all over the country. Maybe they should think about easing up on school pressure instead. In any case, as long as there's hope of becoming a superstar like Lee Young-ho, kids are going to carry on taking part in the South Korea national pastime. And that's good fun, as long as they don't do it all the time.